T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Day one tournament coverage on The Fan is brought to you by Keystone Shooting Center and Body Armor, the official sports drink of March Madness. The Belmont dream might die here, Chris.
Yeah.
Down 4 with 90 seconds left.
Wouldn't call it great. Craig Riley has died 1,000 deaths back at the studio because of this. It's been tough for Craig.
If a cat has 9 lives, how many does Craig have?
Craig has cut through those lives like a hot knife through butter today. I don't think he's cut out to have this many games going up in the air at once.
He's too emotional. As a sports better.
He gets real into it. Obviously, I would like to win my little bet here of Belmont, but if they don't win, okay. Craig is just, he's leaving.
You still have Lennox, and you still have your wife
loving
to go
life.
Home to.
Al's preparing something for dinner that she won't tell me about, which means it's probably going to be unbelievably good. Like, Craig has just emptied the gas tank in this game. There's nothing left.
Like, Craig started this day feeling like he had died and gone to heaven.
Now I'm
now
just dead.
Now he's like, I don't even think I want to bet anymore. I hate college basketball. Belmont's going to the line, Craig.
I like
Craig,
that.
How do you feel? I like that. He's got nothing left.
All right.
If you were Ja Morant, would you play another game in this tournament? What does he have to prove, by the way?
I knew you were going to try to spin it this way.
Where would you pick
Zion's him? To just cash it in and not play another game. Morant should walk out.
Yeah.
Kentucky's whole team should go on strike because they're all first-round picks.
Almighty dollar. The almighty dollar.
You like the NCAA tournament as much as anybody. And now you're arguing that the best players quit.
Should sit. Dylan Windler looks like he should sit, too.
I need Dylan Windler to score another 10 points, and then I don't care what he does with the rest of his life. All right, Chris. Here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, they have prop bets on Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell that you can make.
Ready for it.
Antonio Brown, over under 9 touchdowns in Oakland next year.
Over.
Why?
I think Carr is a decent quarterback when he's actually got some people to throw to. They bolstered his offensive line. I just think Brown is going to have 1 year where he works in harmony. Everyone says, oh, how's he going to function without, like, Juju to draw attention or without great offensive weapons? He's the great weapon. I think he gets, like, 10 or 11.
Michael Crabtree averaged 9 touchdowns per season playing with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I have to believe that Antonio Brown will score more touchdowns than Michael freaking Crabtree.
You'd like to think.
Receiving yards for Brown in Oakland, over under here at the Sportsbook. 1,250 yards.
Over. Tons of targets. The featured option. Just feels like an obvious thing there.
He had 1,297 last year. He had 1,284 the year before that. And he hasn't played 16 games in a season since 2015.
I think he's going to play 16, and so, I think he's getting there.
Consider this. Mike Evans had 1,500 yards playing with Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston last year.
Yep.
I agree with you. I'd go the over route. Receptions for Brown in Oakland, over under 105.5, 105.5.
I think he's actually going to have over that number, too, because Carr will throw it downfield more. But
let's go, Belmont, down one with a minute left.
I mean, does it even matter?
Craig, are you back with us?
I'm alive.
I think he died.
It sounded like he just got up off the floor. Much like Belmont, Craig Riley up off the deck.
I had to sprint back across the room to the mic.
You sound out of breath.
You do.
It's been wild.
Are you going to be all right?
Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You said over on 105.5.
Here's why. Carr had, I think, the second worst in the league percentage of throws made way down the field. That leads me to believe they're going to try to get Brown the ball like in those short crossing
routes. I go the under there. He's averaged 104 the last 3 years. It's hard for me to imagine with the way that Ben forced the ball to him that he's going to exceed that total.
I don't know, though. Right. They're going to want to throw him the ball, too. He's the new play toy there.
Le'Veon Bell rushing yards in New York next year from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook.
Yep.
Over under 1,225 yards.
Slightly under. I'll take that under, though.
So will I.
Because I think, well, here, go to the
That total would have made Bell the fourth leading rusher. behind Elliott, Barkley, and Gurley. So the over-under is asking you, do you think Bell will be a top four, top five rusher next year?
No.
And if he needed 321 touches to get to 1,250 last year, he almost set an NFL record for touches in a season. Like, I can't bet on him being a 1,300-yard back with
the
Jets.
Get to his next number, and I'll tell you why.
Touchdowns, over, under 10 and a half.
Over.
I think that's an easy under. He had 11 in 2018. He had 9 the year before.
If he stays healthy, he'll get, I assume, all the goal line touches, though. He's going to be their featured offensive weapon. I think, here, I'm assuming there's a receiving number
there
in
is.
Here. That's why I'm going to
say
over.
Bell receiving yards, 650.
I think he goes over that. I think they use him a ton. As a safety valve option for Sam Darnold. Boy, we've got
if
a
you
real.
You could be here right now. This is like the horses coming down the final stretch at the Kentucky Derby.
Belmont going for the dub. They're running it all the way down.
They got to get the ball to Windler. He's got, what, 37 in this game? And his hands are on his hips.
High ball action.
They got to be calling timeout here. What is this? Foul! No, they're going to go down. That was one of the worst offensive sets. Their coach is considered like.
Say worst offensive
Bill
set.
Bill Walsh.
In theory. What they were trying to do there was great. They were trying to sneak Dylan Windler back
cute,
door.
Chris. Just get Windler the ball and let him go to work. Why do we need to draw up some Princeton backdoor cut with a 6'10", 250-pound guy blocking him?
The real good thing was on Maryland, 5 on Maryland, got his hand on the pass.
Like, just get the ball to your best player there.
Windler is not done yet, though. Not done yet.
If you're Maryland, do you miss the second one on purpose here?
I would.
Belmont's
right, got to do a timeout and go Duke play here.
So make both. There's too much time to miss the second one on purpose. 78-77 Maryland. Now they're up 2.
The dream might die
for
Mulsey's buddies here.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Kansas is up 10 on Northeastern in the second half, just getting underway there. Murray State and Ja Morant have a 3-point lead on Marquette with 4 minutes left. So it looks like they're going to call a timeout here before Maryland shoots the second free throw.
The buzz that went through this place when Belmont got the ball back and brought it down for that final set was chill-inducing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.